Welcome back to the Mighty 690 KGGF. We're going to take a break from Open Line for a few minutes as we have Candy Westbrook in from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, as she is every Wednesday. Good morning, Candy. How are you doing?
Hi. Good morning, everybody.
It's good to see you.
Thanks.
All right. Lots of things going on in Coffeyville, so let's get all the great things happening in town.
Okay. Just the season, so this is my favorite time of year.
Yes, it is. It's mine, too.
I like to eat, so that's one of the reasons.
Yes, and I, as much as I weigh, I don't need any more food, but you know what? Give it all.
Okay.
Give me all the food.
So today we were at Coffeyville Feed and Farm. They have been here many, many years. 2002 is when they are in the building they are now. But Dwayne Rawson is the owner and has been doing this for 25 years. And they have 10 employees with over 100 years experience, which is a lot. And for those that may not know it, the feed and farm business is kind of a hard business to stay going and strong, and for them to do it this many years is amazing. They're just a good staple here in town. But what many people don't know is, along with their normal stuff they have, so they started off as a cattle supply pump place, then they started doing equine, pet supplies, everything, animal health. Then they started adding on, so they've got all the steel products, steel not being metal, but then, you know, the brand name, so all your chainsaws and everything. Then they started adding on, they've got jewelry, kids' toys in there. People don't even know that. They have all kinds of kids' toys. They recently took over the U-Haul here in town, so now you can get your U-Haul there. And then they opened up a little meat market area. So they raise their own cattle, and so it's their own personal cattle that they come in and bring meat. So you know it's good if it's raised by them. So, yeah, they have everything. I just love going in there every time. And on December 6th, they're going to have an open house and come in and between 12 and 4, I think, and come in and check everything out. They're going to have a hot chocolate bar. Yum.
Mm.
So I guess it's, I don't know, different kinds of hot chocolate that you can doctor up and do whatever. So that sounds awesome. So we were excited to be there today, though. And they made cinnamon rolls that were just to die for.
Oh my goodness. So, cinnamon rolls.
The
pastry that'll get you going in the morning and wire you for a few hours.
It was awesome. Amy Dollar from here at KGGF was talking about the Christmas contest you guys are getting ready to start up. So that's exciting. Get to call in and get all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah.
More details on that soon. Now we did have somebody that shared some very important information. It wasn't as exciting and happy as the rest of our news today, but it was very important. So Larry Markle, the county attorney, just a reminder that this is the time of year when counterfeit is on the rise. And so he handed out counterfeit pins that you can use to swipe across your bill. I brought a ton back to the office. So if your business needs one, come by and see me. I'll give you one. But one of those things where the best way to stop it from happening is just swipe every bill that comes through. But this is that time of year, it's on the rise, so make sure that you're watching for that and protecting yourself so you don't lose out on that money. Anne Marie from Liebert's, as we just said, 'tis the season, and it's a great time to do all your shopping local. She has some amazing gifts, well, right across the street from you
guys. Absolutely, yeah. You step outside and there it is.
There it is. they have so many good Christmas gifts, so if you're looking for some shopping. Also, Anne Marie wanted to do a shout out to the community to thank everybody for their support on Match Day. So that was last week, and the Community Area Foundation raised $63,000 that people donated that day, plus the $40,000 match that the community from the grant.
So over $100,000 raised. That's amazing.
In one day.
Yeah, that's incredible. So we definitely want to thank the community for all of that. Over 100. I mean, that's a lot of money. That's going to help a lot of organizations.
It will. All that money stays right here, directly impacting, you know, our kiddos and the animals and just all kinds of great
quality of life stuff like that. Yeah,
it's great. So thank you. Griff Walker Boys and Girls Club, they do their annual Shop with the Cops. So they bring all the kiddos in out to Walmart and do some shopping. It is December 18th, and they do need volunteers. They have like over 100 kids, and he said they literally have an hour and a half to get all those kids in, shop for presents, and then get them wrapped. So they need volunteers to help with that. So give Griff a call for that. Jamie Grant, Coffeyville Rec, has lots of fun stuff in December. So they have design and ornament on the 3rd. Christmas canvas painting on the 5th, and then gingerbread house making on December 12th. So if you want to do something fun with your kids, do a little bonding time, it's a great time of year to do all that stuff, and call Jamie at the rec to get signed up. Also, they have a new night class. It's Movement with Shay, so it's a CrossFit class, and that'll start on Monday night, next Monday. Sherry and John Nichols from the Trading Post, Hitching Post, the Maple Street Market is on everybody's mind. There's lots of questions. When's it going to open? When's it going to open? So they're still working on a few things. They got to get the inspector down and get all the product in, but probably right after Thanksgiving, he said, is when they're going to be open, early December. And to give you an idea, because lots of questions have come in on price, like what's going to be price-wise? Very competitive. An example is they've got ribeyes coming in that they're going to cut right there, and it's $7.99 a pound. You go to Sam's, and they're usually about $10.99. So that kind of gives you an idea of kind of
the price. Wow, that's huge.
Yes, yes.
And so. It's going to be great to have a meat market in town, fresh meat that you can buy right there. Take it right home, and you can just have the freshest meat. That's definitely exciting for this
area.
It
is going to be that's going to be awesome. So.
And they're going to be right next door to the Hitching Post, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the old tag office.
Yes, exactly. Okay. It's going to be right back there. So. Also, right beside there, right beside the Hitching Post is so-and-so, the old so-and-so shop. It's closed down right now, but they're going to open it up on December 6th that day, and they're going to have something called the Handcrafted Hoedown. I love that name.
That's a great name.
Anybody that has, maybe it's jellies, woodworking, metalworking, I mean, any of those handcraft items that you do from home, and you maybe sell a little bit here and there, but anybody that wants to come and sell that day, give them a call. There's no fee. They're going to let everybody come in and set up shop, and then they're going to just have a day of selling Christmas stuff. So,
yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, I love it. Rachel from the Public Library was there today. They just got back from a training called Leap into Science. And starting in January, they're going to start having some science activities and crafts and games and just all kinds of learning experiences for the kiddos. Also, a reminder, they will be closed next week on Thursday and Friday. Martha Bond from Keller Williams, she was nominated from the Board of Realtors to the leadership training. It's the Southeast Kansas Realtors Association nominated her. She'll be going across the state for some leadership training. Other great news. Chuck McFate announced that a shout out to the Phi Theta Kappa students from CCC. They're getting ready to go to Colorado, 10 of the students, and they're going to go to the processing center for the Operation Christmas Child. And it's a huge Christmas program where they give back to all across the United States. But just a cool thing that our students, during their break, instead of going out and doing college partying type stuff, they're going to go and spend a week donating their time back to a community. So I think that's amazing.
It is.
Speaking of CCC, National Volleyball Tournament coming up. The ladies left yesterday, right?
Yes, they left yesterday. Yep. Headed toward Charleston, West Virginia.
That's right. West Virginia. Oh, so excited. Thursday is when they play first, and that'll be at 9:30. It is going to be streamed, and so you can watch it. But just give all your good vibes and prayers out to them, and let's hope they bring home another title.
Absolutely. Three-peat. We want to bring home the
yes.
Three-peat.
So excited. Joni Hamby and Joe Brooks from Salvation Army. So they got all their applications in, and this year they are going to be helping out 1,024 individuals here in Coffeyville with just Christmas needs, toys, and food and other things. So love that they do that every year. It stays right here. Again, our community spirit is strong in Coffeyville, and I love that. This Saturday, to help with that, they're doing the SEK Bikers Toy Run, and that'll be starting at 2 o'clock at the Orchlands parking lot. And we have a few other events coming up. So tonight is the Chamber Coffeyville After Hours networking event. We're going to be at the Coffeyville Country Club tonight. Stop in. It's going to have, we got free drinks, food, we have live music, and prizes. I mean,
sounds like a party to me.
So come see me, network, and get to talk to your fellow businesses in town. Also, we sent out, I think it was Friday when it went out, a link to vote for the annual awards, community awards. And we already have 200 votes in so far. So the community is supporting that, and I'm excited. If you didn't see the link, it's on our Facebook page. Or give us a call and we can email it to you. But that way you get to vote. The community now has it in their hands to vote for what's the best business here in Coffeyville. Small business, citizen of the year, rising star, all kinds of good categories. But we want to hear from you on that. So make sure you get out and vote. And then our next big event is coming up is the parade, of course.
I'm excited about that. Everybody loves a parade.
I know. And this year, of course, like I said before, we're trying to get it bigger. We're getting closer. We're not quite there, but we're trying to get to 150 entries. That way we can have the biggest Christmas celebration to celebrate Coffeyville's 150th. And we're going to have some warming stations this year. And just in case it's cold, because you never know the weather here.
I know. It's Jekyll and Hyde for sure.
But we want to make sure everybody's warm. So various locations downtown will have hot cocoa, maybe some food, but just basically a place you can come in, warm up real quick, and then step back outside to watch the parade.
Do we have a rough idea of what the route is going to be yet?
It's the same route we've had for the last, I think, 15, 20 years. Okay. So we'll be posting that the week of the parade.
Okay.
But it is basically all up 8th Street to Walnut, and then down 9th Street.
All right. Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, so it'll be all on the main drag downtown. And it's going to be great.
Awesome.
So we're excited about that. Next week, we have no CNN. So you open liners, you can call right away, I guess, next week. That'll be nice for you. So, yes, we'll be taking a break next week for the holidays. Let everybody have time with their families.
Okay.
So that's all the big announcements. And then I was just telling you earlier that we've had some requests from the community, and I talked to John Leonard here about this. And at the end of each broadcast, we're going to do a quick one-minute chamber chatter. And that is just to answer questions about what the chamber's doing, maybe projects going on in the city, and just general questions that people have. So today's great question is, we get this a lot, why doesn't the chamber host more community events? Maybe like an annual festival or the parade for Veterans Day. Recently, there was the question about the big boy train that came through and having more activities for that. And these are great questions. Truthfully, I love planning events. If I could do that all day long, I would do that. That's, to me, it's fun. I really enjoy that. But there's a lot of variables and reasons that we are limited on planning stuff. But it comes down to resources, basically. First, we are a chamber of commerce, which means that our primary focus is on supporting our businesses and industries. So we have to make sure that our members who pay our bills are profitable. And so we rely heavy on that, and we have to give them our support first and foremost. So if we do have to consider time and money and resources, our first priority is, what are we doing to help our businesses? But second, we are a small office that can really only take on a couple projects each year. But we can do so much more if we have a good volunteer base. That's what makes me excited. I think if we have some good groups and individuals in town that have a passion for something, that maybe they help volunteer and organize that event and the chamber partners with them. We can give you like publicity and logistics, maybe help you fundraise, all kinds of things. But it takes good volunteers.
Right, right.
So my challenge to you is, you know, if you've got something you're passionate about and you wish Coffeyville would do, let me know. Because then maybe you can get a group of volunteers together to help organize it, and the chamber's there partnering with you along the way. We just can't do every event in town. We'd
right.
love to. We'd love to. Because like I said, that's the fun part of my job. But we are limited. We're a small office. So I'm a phone call away. If you have an idea, you have a group that wants to do something, just give me a call. So, and that's today's Chamber Chatter. So we'll talk to you guys in 2 more weeks, I guess.
That's right. You'll be off next week for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then you'll be back. By the time you're back, the calendar will have turned and we'll be in December, and everybody will be in full Christmas mode. I mean, a lot of places are already in full Christmas mode.
Oh, I know.
Back in my hometown, the day after Halloween, a station flipped, and they've been playing Christmas music ever since.
I
love Christmas, but I'm not that fired up.
No. But I do love Christmas. But first and foremost, I love Thanksgiving. And so I just want to make sure everybody takes this Thanksgiving, spend time with your family, you know, love each other.
Spend time with family, watch some football, just have a good old time. Eat too much and fall asleep on the couch.
Exactly. So, yeah, you have to do that whole, you know, pass out from the tryptamine.
Exactly. So. All right. Well, thank you very much, Candy. I appreciate you coming in like you do every week. And we'll see you again in 2 weeks.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.